Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right, we brought you the story around SOSA. What is SOSA? SOSA is the South. It's OSA. What is it? The Ophthalmic Society of South Africa. And we told you about their conference due to be held in February in Johannesburg, where they had invited an Israeli expert from Sheba Hospital to speak. After some pressure, some intimidation, they then withdrew the invitation. And that caused a storm, a person in the center of the storm, and somebody being very, very active and outspoken in this regard is Dr. Dari Neuner. He's an ophthalmic surgeon. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you? Thanks for having me.
An absolute pleasure. So you've had quite a week, haven't you?
Absolutely.
So tell us what happened.
So Professor Didi Fabian from Sheba Hospital, this is a man who is an international leader in the field of ocular tumors, and his focus is actually pediatric ocular tumors and a specific tumor called retinoblastoma, which is a deadly tumor in young children and very difficult to treat.
Right.
His focus is sort of low-income, low-resource countries. He set up a retinoblastoma network where once a month, doctors from South Africa connect with him. Not only South Africa, Africa and any sort of around the world connect with him and a panel of experts in order to discuss difficult cases. How do we save these kids? How do we treat them better? You know, it's a devastating disease.
Right.
He is a international leader, you know, in this field, multiple awards. He's headed up multiple organizations, started multiple initiatives. And he was invited by a subsidiary, which I'm involved in, SASPOS, the South African Society of Pediatric Ophthalmology and Strabismus, as our keynote speaker and as our guest speaker to the conference. Because of his nationality, there was pressure from anti-Israel groups from within our organization and from outside for him to be uninvited from the conference.
Right.
And this started all a few months ago. And the initial indications from our sort of exco was that they would have no part in this. We're an apolitical organization. Our mission is ophthalmology.
Absolutely.
is how do we serve our patients.
Sure.
You know, and he is an expert invited on the merits of his expertise. And we are not a political organization. And they said, no, he can still come. But we thought that was the end of it. You know, everyone was like, oh, thank goodness. Clear heads prevailed.
Mm.
But no, the pressure persisted, threats of boycott. And sadly, this weekend, the exco capitulated and uninvited him. With no real explanation to the members as to what was the reasoning for this.
So embarrassing. And
embarrassing letter to the professor, withdrawing his invitation. And for me, the issue is I couldn't let this, you know, my integrity wouldn't let this go silent. Not to stir division, but a lot of my colleagues in the association actually didn't even know what was happening. You know, you see an email about a list of invited speakers coming to your conference 1 minute, and then the next minute you see another email and the list is a bit shorter, but no one's really explained what happened. And I needed to get it out there. Which is quite
deceiving, isn't it?
I think so. I think, you know, as a medical association, as a professional association, we can't let ourselves fall prey to any political or any agenda outside of our speciality. And if you are going to do that, well, perhaps you should consult your members to say, listen, we are going to take a political view. Let's vote on it. And at least those who do not agree can take themselves away from their society. But to do this in the name of Ossa and to discriminate against him unfairly, purely because he's Israeli, no one actually bothered to ask him what he does. He, at Sheba, you know, this type of cancer doesn't discriminate against Palestinians, Israelis, anyone. And his part of his outreach is that he treats people in the West Bank, in Gaza. He doesn't discriminate.
Right.
He doesn't.
Right.
He treats everyone.
But
as
he shouldn't
say,
even have to.
That
shouldn't even have to be a justification, surely. You know, if you're inviting somebody from, I don't know, China, who's a global expert, are you going to really do a deep dive into whether they, you know, do enough good work on a pro bono basis? You don't need to. Either you're an expert and you bring value to the conference, or you don't. And unless it's shown that you are a person who shouldn't be brought here, not because of your nationality or your religion, let's not kid, this is religious and political. It's a very, very slippery slope.
Absolutely, and a lot of my colleagues in the in our association had no idea, and I wanted them to know.
So what was the reaction? You sent out a letter.
I sent out a letter to my colleagues to say, this is what's happened. We can't let this happen to our association. And the support has been overwhelmingly supportive. Shock, embarrassment. Even those who are neutral or have their own opinions. It's not about your political opinion. It's not about, where you sit on a very complex Middle Eastern conflict. It's about, this is a professional medical association. Our job is ophthalmology and not politics. Mm. And a lot of the people in our group were essentially, the exco now need to explain themselves, explain how they took a political decision and embarrassed, all of us on an international stage by uninviting this expert, Professor Fabian. I think he was saddened and he was, baseless accusations were made against him.
Terrible.
By, comparing him to equating him to a Nazi doctor. It's that shameful. And sadly, my association also didn't condemn those statements.
Well, I was going to say, surely they should have distanced themselves from any such statements and implications. This has a huge reputational impact. He could really hold them, and certainly those that made their statement. Where was that statement? Who made that statement?
That was made by the Islamic Medical Association in a media statement.
So they can be held. They should be held accountable for that. I mean, that is absolute slander and defamation. But that aside, because we don't have an incredible amount, a lot more time, what's happened now?
So a large group of us within our association have written a letter to the EXCO requesting explanation as to how they came about this decision. It's difficult at the moment. A lot of us have distanced ourselves from the conference, and sadly the association's integrity, the association's cohesion amongst South African ophthalmology is at risk. And going forward, we need these associations. We need the collaboration for our patients. They have taken our letters and are now consulting or meeting to discuss. Obviously the urgency is that the conference is in less than a month, and we're waiting to hear a response from them at the moment. But at the moment, we carry on, I guess, exposing the story, it's not just about my ophthalmic association. It's about, any professional association.
Well, I think that's why I wanted to chat to you.
Not involved in politics.
Mm. I wanted to chat to you about this because
they need to know. Like, correct. This can't happen. And you know, don't let this happen to anyone.
And I think this is happening. I think this is happening in many different associations and in different cases. And unless it's exposed and unless we stand up to it, it's going to happen more and more. And it is a lot worse if we don't know about it, because then silently those from Israel and Jews will be excluded, removed from society, because, what will start as an Israeli will then move on to a Jew who might be supportive of Israel. And so it'll go that Jews will be removed
and
from society.
In fact, not just a Jew who is supportive of Israel, but in our case, one of the targets of this assault on the conference was a professor who's dedicated his life to ophthalmology in South Africa, who has been denied or his lifetime achievement award. And based on his own personal views on the matter. Absolutely. Which has nothing to do with this is a man who's dedicated his life to ophthalmology in South Africa, to the public sector in South Africa, who has trained most of us, and unfortunately unfairly targeted just because of his own personal religious and beliefs, which is not something has a place at our conference.
Well, it shouldn't at all. Dr. Dori Noina, we do need to leave it there. He's an ophthalmic surgeon. We're going to keep abreast of the story. We'll certainly check in with you and hear what their decision has been.